You're listening to Inside Real Estate with Jessica Beggins. Each week, tune in to hear a new topic about real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell your own home, or maybe you're looking to get into the industry, either way, I hope you use this as your go-to resource for all of your real estate needs. Everybody, Jessica Beggins here with Century 21. I hope everyone had a great week. I just wanted to check in again and let you guys know that we're talking about a new topic today. It's based off of a story of my week last week, actually. So topic is to FSBO or not to FSBO. So for those of you who don't know what FSBO means, that stands for sale by owner. So are we going to sell our houses ourselves or are we going to hire some representation? So I hope that this story from what happened to me last week kind of gives you guys an insight into what it really means to have representation and why and how important it is. But, you know, sometimes there are instances where selling your house on your own can be great. So we'll kind of get into both here. So before we get started, let's make sure that we're connected. Follow me at C21Jess on Facebook and Instagram. And make sure to hang over to YouTube and check out my YouTube channel. I've got some videos on there. I've been creating them all year, so there's definitely a library there. And you'll find me under my full name, Jessica Beggins. So let's get into it. This is a fun story for me to talk about because me being in my third year in business, sometimes I don't realize how much power I really have as a real estate agent, a state licensed professional real estate agent. Sometimes when I'm prospecting, people can make me feel like I'm really not that great at what I do, and it kind of makes me feel really crappy. So this is an experience where it gave perspective to me to realize that I do know what I'm doing, and all of us realtors do know what we're doing, and don't let those for sale by owners beat you down that, you know, we can do this on our own. There's no need for a realtor. You know, you're just a middleman. Well, you know what? We are so much more than that, and this story is going to go into that. So my story starts about a month ago. I met a woman who was interested in purchasing a home in Tampa, and her timeline was pretty quick, so this worked out. I was more than happy to help her. She was telling me everything that she was looking for in a home, and we were chatting. We were getting to know each other pretty well, and she asked me if I work with for sale by owners, and I said, of course. So as a realtor, most of the time when we're working with a for sale by owner, we contact the owner and say, you know, are you offering any compensation to an agent if I were to bring you a buyer? This is just because we don't want to work for free. This is our commission, and realtors don't get paid unless the transaction closes. So we can show people houses all day long, and until they purchase something and it actually closes, that's when we get paid. So, I mean, it can be frustrating to work with someone and then not get paid anything. That just, you know, I mean, we got to eat, you know? So, of course, I will work with a for sale by owner and we will negotiate the commission into the price. So that's not a problem at all. And I told her that. And what's good for buyers in this situation, you know, if you yourself find a house that's listed usually on Zillow as a for sale by owner, or you drive by the sign in the yard or however it works, or if I as a realtor know if somebody's selling their house for sale by owner, it usually is, it's still the seller's responsibility to pay the commission. So if you're the buyer, you don't have to pay the commission. So it doesn't really matter how it works out, you know, for the seller paying it as long as the buyer is getting the house. So that was something I tried explaining to her. But turns out she decided that she was going to purchase a for sale by owner unrepresented. And this was only because she had just recently sold a house in a different part of Florida. And she sold it successfully by herself, which is great because you do save the commission. Some people, that's huge, especially if you're really strapped for money or you don't have a lot of equity in your house. It can be a great way to sell your house, but it doesn't always work out so pleasantly. So she did have a really great experience, which is awesome. More power to her to go out and try, but just to know that I'm still here as a resource. So turns out, it was a week and a half ago, I hear back from her and, you know, I'm checking in to see how everything's going and if she's found anywhere she'd like to see. And she tells me that she's already under contract with a for sale by owner, but it turns out that the appraisal didn't come in at value. It actually came in $17,000 under, and the seller is not willing to make any changes on the price. They're not willing to fix anything in the home, and she wants out of the contract. Now, she was smart, and she used an appraisal contingency, which means if the property doesn't appraise at value, you can cancel the contract as the buyer, and you can receive your full escrow amount back. Now, this buyer in particular put $4,000 in escrow. So this was $4,000 that the buyer and the seller were fighting over at this point. And the seller, who is unrepresented, selling this property on his own, had no idea what he was doing and was fighting her tooth and nail for this $4,000, which is just crazy because he signed the appraisal contingency, releasing her from the contract. And she had every right to get her money back. And this seller was so mean, saying the worst things to her. She was forwarding me the emails and she was like, "Jessica, please help me get out of this. I don't know what to do. I need a realtor." Oh, funny how that works, isn't it? This is what we do every single day. So yes, I'm more than happy to help. So I did. I helped her draft an email. I gave her a contact information for a real estate attorney that I know who would be able to help her out. And we did. We got her escrow money back. So win-win there, right? Now I've got a buyer. She's using me to show properties now. She's not going to mess with a for sale by owner. It's her and her daughter, and they need a house and they need it now. And there's no more time to mess around. So she said, "Okay, let's go. Let's see this house." And, what happened is I helped her craft an offer. She loved this house. I looked up some comps for her, what things were selling for around the neighborhood so that we could come up with a reasonable offer, not just because it was listed. And we did. We just actually got the offer accepted. So it was a great experience overall. We're now really good friends. She sends me pictures and she's all excited that they just, you know, got this offer accepted. So long story short, it's sometimes you can get away with a really nice for sale by owner and everything can go smoothly. But otherwise, you know, this is what we do every single day. And we've taken tests on this, state exams on this. We take continuing education courses. We are in it every single day. We know the contract. I know the ins and outs of the contract. And I helped her go through her contract that she had with her for sale by owner. And it was not filled out properly. I mean, I'm so sorry, but buyer and seller who are not represented do not know how to fill out a state contract because they've never seen it before. They don't know what it all means. And there are tricks in the contract that a realtor can use to get their buyer out. There's timelines that you need to pay attention to. There's so much that goes into it. And when you're a buyer and seller, and this is not what you do every day, you have your own lives. You have your own kids. You have dogs. You have school. You have, you know, all of these responsibilities at home that you need to take care of that do not have anything to do with real estate. This is not something you do all the time. And it doesn't have to be because there's people out here who can help you. I mean, would you go to court without a lawyer representing you? Probably not. So this is the same situation. I mean, there are different ways to be represented when you're a seller or and a buyer. There are two different ways that your realtor can represent you. One is called a transaction broker, and one is called a single agent. So when I am a real estate agent, automatically I'm a transaction broker. That's how it works. A transaction broker is a real estate agent that is working to keep the deal together. So technically, as a transaction broker, I represent the contract. And I represent that buyer and seller signed this contract, and now we have a deal that we need to keep together. That's my job. When I'm a single agent, my job is to represent one party. So if I'm representing the buyer, I, as a single agent, I can do things in the contract and try to take money, not literally, but kind of, with the purchase price or escrow or whatever it needs to be, I can fight the other side a lot harder and protect my client who's the buyer. Where if I'm a transaction broker, there's no fighting. You are working for the deal. You are a peacemaker. So when, you know, a lot of people don't think that realtors, you know, can really do anything. They're just a middleman. Well, most of the time we are, and we are a transaction broker and we are a middleman. And the only thing we can do is work for that piece of paper. But When we're a single agent, we are working strictly for you. We have loyalty, obedience, confidentiality, and a fiduciary agreement to work specifically with you and only you. And we can work in the detriment of the other side, which sounds really nasty. And I mean, most of the time I do like to be a peacemaker. I like to keep everybody happy, but there's times when if I'm representing the buyer or the seller and one of my clients is being threatened, where I can stand up and I can do way more than the other side can because I can represent you at a higher level. And that's what a lot of people don't understand about real estate agents. They don't really know where that comes from. They've never heard it before. And I think it is something that should be known by buyers and sellers to know that as a single agent, here at Century 21 Beggins, we can offer that level of representation and we add so much more value to the transaction. So I think that is really, really important. And I hope that if you get anything out of this podcast today, it's that at Century 21 Beggins, I can represent you at the highest level possible as a real estate agent. So going back to my buyer who was trying to get out of this for sale by owner situation, when we met last week, we were together for about an hour and she had all of her paperwork lined up and we were going through everything, looking for an out in this contract. She was reaching out to a state professional who could advise her. At this point, I was not representing her at all. I was not getting paid for this transaction at all. I was just there to help her because she reached out. And while we were talking, she told me that the seller had paid a real estate agent $1,000 to write up the contract and represent him. And I asked her, how does he represent him? And she did not know the answer. And in this situation, we got into the difference between a transaction broker and a single agent. And this real estate agent who was working for this for sale by owner and getting paid $1,000 was not representing him as a single agent. I can almost 99.9% for sure tell you that this agent was not representing him in any single agent capacity. So this agent could not fight for this $4,000 in escrow because he has no right to do that. The contract clearly states that if the appraisal did not come in at value, that the buyer can cancel the contract and get her money back. And if you're a transaction broker, which this agent was, you cannot fight that. You are working for the transaction. That's what the piece of paper says. That's what you have to go with. Now, when you're a single agent, you also have to go with the contract and what the contract says. But just the fact that he was fighting is completely wrong and completely out of place for a transaction broker relationship. And when I explained to her, she was so shocked. She had no idea. And I think that me sitting down and talking with her face to face kind of put everything into perspective, like, oh, I don't really know what I'm doing and I should have a professional represent me. And it's awesome when you're in the buyer. Like we said earlier, you don't have to pay the commission. So it kind of makes no sense not to use a real estate agent when you're purchasing a property, because there are times when you do need to be protected and you do need someone in your corner helping you through the transaction so that there's not someone else on the other side beating you up. So I know some of you probably thought I was crazy when I said, would you go to court unrepresented? And that this is the same thing, but this is the largest financial transaction of your lives. And you need someone who does this every single day and knows what they're doing. So, you know, I'm here, guys. I'm here for questions. I would love to help any of you, whether you're looking to buy or sell a home. And, you know, I hope that this gives you a better understanding of what single agency means and what it means to actually be represented by a real estate agent in a transaction. So if you guys have any questions, please reach out. I'm so happy to hear from you. And like I mentioned earlier, let's connect and I'll check you guys next week.